the quote, "You have one mouth and two ears, and they should be used in the same proportions," captures a simple but powerful truth, especially in the world of sales. While many assume sales success comes from persuasive talking, clever pitches, or relentless enthusiasm, the most effective salespeople understand that listening is the real differentiator. Sales is not about broadcasting, it is about understanding. And understanding begins with silence. Too often, salespeople fall into the trap of equating activity with value. They talk more to sound confident, fill pauses to avoid discomfort, and rush to present solutions before fully grasping the problem. This approach may feel productive, but it usually produces shallow conversations and missed signals. When a salesperson dominates the dialogue, they are selling their assumptions, not the customer's reality. Listening, by contrast, creates leverage. When a salesperson listens carefully, they uncover what truly matters to the buyer: their pain points, constraints, priorities, fears, and decision criteria. These details rarely emerge in response to a scripted pitch. They surface when a customer feels heard and safe enough to speak honestly. Two ears allow for nuance, tone, hesitation, emphasis, that no slide deck can capture. Great sales conversations resemble diagnosis more than performance. A skilled salesperson asks thoughtful questions, then listens intently to the answers. They resist the urge to interrupt or immediately respond. This patience signals respect and competence. Customers intuitively trust people who listen well because listening demonstrates confidence. Someone who is secure in their value does not need to oversell it. Using ears more than the mouth also prevents one of the most common sales failures: misalignment. Many deals fall apart not because the product is bad, but because it is poorly positioned. When salespeople truly understand the customer's context, they can tailor their message precisely. Features become relevant. Benefits become specific. The pitch feels less like persuasion and more like problem solving. Listening also shifts the power dynamic. When customers talk, they reveal their motivations and often persuade themselves. The role of the salesperson becomes one of guide rather than closer. This reduces resistance and defensiveness, replacing them with collaboration. People are far more receptive to solutions they feel they helped shape. Importantly, listening does not mean passivity. It is an active discipline. It requires curiosity, restraint, and the ability to ask follow-up questions that go deeper rather than wider. It means reflecting back what you've heard to confirm understanding. This feedback loop builds clarity and trust simultaneously. In a noisy marketplace, being a good listener is a competitive advantage. Most people are waiting for their turn to talk. Few are genuinely paying attention. Salespeople who listen stand out not by volume, but by relevance. They waste less time, qualify more effectively, and close stronger relationships, not just transactions. The wisdom of one mouth and two ears is not a call to speak less for its own sake, but to speak better. When listening leads, words carry weight. In sales, the fastest way to be heard is often to stop talking and start listening.